The two-day meeting of farmer groups across the country saw the presentation of findings from the research on the farm input subsidy program from 2008 to 2016. This revealed that although government is investing more in the fertilizer subsidy program, yields are not increasing as expected. Mr. Guri explained that such a situation requires that focus be shifted to other modes of farming, such as agroecological farming, which is more environmentally friendly with encouraging yields. Mr. Guri called for the collaboration of all farmer groups to enable them to get enough support to aid their work. President of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana, Abdul Rahman Mohammed, appealed to government to channel adequate resources to the production of organic fertilizer and seeds, adding that combination of the organic with the inorganic is key to replenish the soil, which seems very weak.
The seeds that we are importing into the country, you cannot know whether some of them are GMOs or they are not GMOs. And we are thinking that we don't want to go by GMOs. And that is why we think that we have to do our organic seeds to be able to reach to the farmers to produce. What we want the government to also do is to increase the organic fertilizer into the inorganic fertilizer that we are importing, because most of the soils are weak and the inorganic fertilizer alone cannot help. So we think that if there would have been a way for government to also adding organic manure to it, to be able to help us.
A chief farmer from Kwewu West, Samson Oseapia, who shared his experience in agroecological farming, called for the recruitment of more extension officers to assist farmers.
Proper agricultural practices must be given to the farmers. And then where do we get these people, the extension officers? Mostly, I keep on saying they should recruit more extension officers to support the farmers. Because if one extension officer to 1,500 farmers, how safe is that? It's impossible. And even there are some farmers, their villages are distance away. So one extension officer, how does he reach them? Even if you give him a motorbike, it's not easy to reach such people.
That was Chief Farmer at Kwewu, Samson Apia, ending that report by Najagble Agu.